Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Good evening, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, home of the Backroom, every Thursday night, 6 till 7 o'clock. The best new indie, alternative, rock, electronic and punk music around. Got a packed show, as always, every Thursday night, 6 till 7. And this week, special guests are Todd and Dan from the Wombats. They played Sheffield Foundry on Tuesday night's record store tour, supporting their sixth album, Oh The Ocean. I was lucky enough to catch up with them backstage before they played the gig, and it was a storming gig. So yeah, be playing that a little bit later. But let's kick off with the track from the album, from the new album, which came out last week, Blood on the Hospital Floor. This is the Wombats. Awesome. The Wombats, Blood on the Hospital Floor. Okay, got music news, local national gig guide, new album releases coming up on the show tonight. This band from New York, they are called Brother Dynamite. This is Radio Silence.
Worldwide hit parade, try to raise their voices. the firing pin. At greatest cost, the tempo's lost. Can you still count me in? The worldwide hit parade, try to raise their voices. Now there's nothing left but too many choices. Is there anybody? Is there anybody? Is there anybody listening anymore? Calling out, I'm calling out. Is there anybody listening
Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Local and national gig guide.
New music on the Back Room. Future sounds.
Save me from the demons, my love. I won't let you down. I won't let you fall. You are the crew.
Great new track from All The Young, and that is called Demons. So this band, very, very excited about, been a fan from the very, very start. They are the Wombats. Lucky enough to catch up with them when they did a Record Store tour celebrating their sixth album release this week, Oh The Ocean, at Sheffield Foundry. They are Murph, they are Tord, and they are Dan. And it's the, you know, same lineup. They've been together since 2003. 2007, they had a debut album, Guide to Love, Loss and Desperation. 2011, This Modern Glitch. 2015, Glitterbug. 2018, Beautiful People Ruin Your Life. 2022, Fix Yourself, Not the World. Got to number one. And now, sixth album, Oh The Ocean. So I'm going to play a track from that. And then I'm going to just play the interview of catching up with them at Sheffield Foundry. Really great guys. This is from the album Oh The Ocean, and this is Can't Say No. Stage at the Sheffield Foundry with Dan and Tord from the Wombats on the Record Store tour. How you doing, guys?
Pretty good, yeah. We're just you know, sound checking, getting all the songs sort of ready for tonight and for, like, you know, later on in the year. But yeah, it's coming together nicely, I think. Sounding good.
Yeah. You've had a few dates as well, haven't you, already so far? So I think you're about halfway through this tour.
Yeah, I mean, this just feels like a little amuse-bouche before the kind of the rest of the year kicks off. But yeah, it's been great. We've done a release party in Liverpool where we played 3 45-minute shows back to back, which was a challenge but really enjoyable. And then we've just been kind of like beetling around the country, playing here and there, and doing some acoustic shows, which has been really nice to like showcase the songs in a slightly different way. And like signings in record shops and things like that. So meeting some fans, and like it's really nice. The album obviously kind of like lives in our heads for quite a few months before it actually comes out. So it's really nice when people start hearing some songs that they haven't heard, and you know, you get people's feedback. And like already at the shows, we've had some people like singing along to the words of like, you know, verse 2 of like song number 8 on the album. We're like, you're looking at them going like, how have you learnt the words that quickly?
We don't even know, like we've got them written out on like the monitors and stuff, so just to remember them. So
you guys have a big fan base over the years. I mean, you guys met in, I think, 2003 was it, in Liverpool, first album 2007. I remember that coming out and they're just absolutely going off. So the fans have, I guess you'll have the younger fans as well, but also the fans who've kind of stayed with you for kind of over those 20 years.
Yeah, the we've met quite a few people at these gigs actually, who were like these three siblings in London recently, and they were like maybe early 20s now, but then they were saying, oh, we were sort of, you know, 9, 10 and 11 when your first album came out, and we all like bonded over that. And like and it's like your guys' music's just been playing in our house all through our kind of upbringing. So it's really lovely to hear those stories of people who like haven't been able to come to shows before, maybe because they were too young, but now they are. And like,
yeah, it was like the other day in Bristol, there was this young girl that was her first ever show. Actually,
she was 11.
She's 11 years old, and she was like, oh, you know, and she made us these like three little cards that she painted, and it was, she's really talented as well. But yeah, it was like, it's cool to see, and she was with her mum as well, and her mum was a fan, and then, you know, it's cool to see that. You can kind of capture both generations.
Yeah, it's a bit like the festivals, parents with the children on the shoulders with head, you know.
It's brilliant. I love it.
It's really cool. So this is the sixth album, Oh The Ocean. The last album came out in 2022, number one album as well. Let's hope for a number one on this one as well.
I guess we can tell you now that it's not going to happen.
Oh.
Unfortunately, there was this... a sudden Sabrina Carpenter release that got released.
Where's she
the same
from?
Week.
There was a year ago, nobody'd heard of her. Yeah. Where's she come from?
Yeah, no, so it's just one of those. But at the end of the day, you know, it's just like, it's about getting it out there and hopefully that people will get into it and like it. And it seems, so far it seems to be, you know, people seem to be liking it.
I've had it on play the whole, it's an amazing album. You know, I think from Kate Moss is one of my favourites on there. Gut Wrench as well. Really, really good track. Do you have a favourite? Is it like one of the few that kind of just stands out for you?
It's difficult, but I just from memory of the process when we made it, I think Blood on the Hospital Floor was like one of my favourites to make, I guess, because we were in Australia when we did it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we were in a completely different environment, and it's kind of first time we'd done writing whilst on tour. So it's just one of those moments that I really enjoyed, and I feel like it just reflects in the track a bit as well. It's got this like, kind of like youthful energy that somehow that although we're getting a bit older, you know, but it felt like a bit old school bass.
Yeah, because you're scattered everywhere. You're still in Liverpool, Dan, are you? You're in Norway?
I'm in Oslo, yeah.
Oslo, and Murphy's in LA.
Yeah.
So how do you all pull it together, like, in terms of recording? Just
We just travel.
Yeah.
You know, literally, like, that's... I mean, on the last album, because it was the pandemic, we couldn't travel, so we did it remotely, which was... like really proud of the fact that we actually managed to pull off like making an album during those like pretty challenging times. But obviously this album is, we had the chance to be together. So as Todd said, we did some writing on the road and also like just sending things back and forth. And then when it came to actually recording, we worked with John Congleton, who we'd worked with before on a side project, Sunship Balloon.
He mixed our first album, Sunship Balloon.
And EP.
And the EP, actually, So, but also been fans of his work with St. Vincent, being one of the artists that I really enjoyed in the past. So, and obviously a lot of the other bands that he worked with as well.
Yeah.
he's worked with such a broad range of styles and artists, and it was when we got a chance to work with him, that was like a no-brainer, really.
And he's based in LA, which is where Murph is, so we were like, yeah, cool. We just went over and stayed there for six weeks, and went into the studio and popped out an album.
You guys have, I mean, you must have travelled the world numerous times probably over the years, and you're still doing it. You've got the big arena tour, so yeah, this is kind of a warm-up for the kind of big arena tour, isn't it? And I think you've got O2 in London, like really big venues, and then you've got Europe, then you've got festivals, and then you've got Australia as well. So it's kind of a big year for you guys.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy one. And then there's an American tour that we haven't announced yet, straight after Australia.
And we're doing a European tour, and we're hitting Oslo as well, doing a show there in my hometown. So that's
I love Oslo,
fun.
Yeah, it's good. Skiing in Oslo. I like the ski park on the top.
Yeah. I haven't actually tried that one. We usually go to the mountains when we go skiing.
Is that Holmen Colin?
Well, it's Grefsenkollen, is it?
I think so, yeah. But it's a beautiful view over the top and stuff
there
like that.
There is a few like small hills that you can, it's more like the, I guess it's sort of like for the beginners and stuff. But if you want the really big, the black slopes of thing, then you have to go to the mountains.
Yeah, really. Sure. Yeah. So kind of, traveling, does it get a bit harder, or is it still kind of, all the travelling, or you just learn to adapt to it over the years?
I feel like the thing that's harder is, like, we've all got kids now. Mm. So, like, missing them and being away from home, that is definitely harder than ever before.
Do you ever take them on tour?
A little bit. Like, they've all been out to various places. Like, I remember Emmy Lou coming when she was, like, two or three to New York for a while. And my little boy came to Australia when we were there. Mm. And then we tagged a holiday on at the end. So we've all done that multiple times, but in general, obviously, it's like, it's the odd show. It's not like,
we've heard
stories of bands who've brought like their family on the road for a month at a time, and it usually just sounds like way too chaotic to try and juggle those two things. Unless you're at the level of touring, I think, where you've got like your own bus.
Yeah,
and
people to look after them, maybe, or like,
and probably
nannies.
A nanny, maybe the schedule is like a gig, a day off, a gig, a day off. If you've got something like that, it could maybe
possibly,
I could see how it works.
But then obviously the kids, like now my daughter is in, she's in school, so we can't just take her out of school just to come and hang out on tour. It doesn't really work that way. And the lifestyle of being on tour, everything starts much later. You finish the gigs finish at 11
and kids want to wake up in the morning and do stuff, you just can't burn the candle like that.
Yeah, you just end up not sleeping. Basically. So,
what do your kid think of you guys in bands? How do they
love it? She calls herself the biggest Wombats fan in the
Brilliant.
World.
Oh, that's cute.
She's like, and she will she'll be putting on the new album in the car all the time, to honour me in a way. I think thinks it thinks it's like, oh, he probably thinks it's great to hear it, but I was like, I've heard this song many times, but I haven't got the heart to tell her that maybe we should listen to something else.
No, but it's like, my little one's only two, but he'll be like, daddy music, and so I'll be like, yeah, okay, so I'll put on various things, and they're so brutal as well. Like at that age, it'd be like, no, like this one.
skip.
Which one?
No, I'm not going to skip. I'll mess up the algorithms.
Yeah, don't skip.
You have to do it the old way. You can't go on Spotify. You literally have to sit in a room with an album and listen to it throughout and can't move.
Yeah, but it's so sweet. Like they're all really, all our families are so supportive, and like we've been doing it for so long. It's kind of everyone around us, like, whether it's partners or whatever, family members, they know that that's what we love, and that's what gets us out of bed in the morning. And so it's really supportive and really lucky.
And you've got the biggest hometown gig, I think Liverpool Pierhead in June. That's the
June the 19th.
Biggest homecoming gig.
That's going to be insane.
What's the capacity of that one?
Not sure, but it's like big. It's down by the river in front of the Liver buildings, like right on the Mersey. So, just in terms of like the view that everyone's going to have, and ourselves included, it's going to feel like
it's a pretty iconic location
for sure.
And the fact that we started there as well, every time we play Liverpool, you get that like real sense of like the journey we've been on, and to end up playing there in front of a big crowd, it's going to be like, wow.
Oh, amazing. So tonight, what can we expect from you tonight?
Well, it's going to be a lot of new songs from Over the Ocean. Sure. We obviously want to try and to test them out on the crowd here in Sheffield as well. So,
and also celebrate that the album's out by putting the focus like on that, on
those
songs.
Also, one of the reasons we do this tour is to... It's that week of the release. We want to celebrate it. And
I think a lot of bands do that. And I think it's a good way of doing it, isn't it? Kind of the music change, getting out there and doing music is changing the way that you promote stuff.
Yeah.
And record stores and record shops behind it is a great idea.
Well, it's great for, it's obviously great for bands, great for fans, and great for local record shops to like sort of to support them and like keep them around. Because obviously These events end up like really helping support all the local record stores across the country and the smaller venues. I mean, this one's not actually that small, to be honest, but you know, like some of the smaller ones, especially, like it's just so important to keep that grassroots music kind of seen alive.
Absolutely agree with you. You need that.
Oh God, yeah. Without it, like the whole system, like you can't get arena bands without grassroots. No. Like you just can't make that journey. Like we would never have been where we are now without that. So
that's true.
And they need to be protected.
And in the COVID pandemic, we didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah,
you know, and lots of grassroots venues went sadly.
Yeah,
as well.
That's
without being political, but the government didn't really support it.
No.
So I think so. Hopefully, this government may support grassroots and more into kind of arts and stuff like other countries
100%.
Do.
100%. Yeah. No, it's important to be like. I mean. So it doesn't even feel like it's that much of a political issue to me. It's just like it should just be a standard that like that everyone can recognise that we need grassroots music venues to keep the like keep nurturing the talent in the UK. And if they don't do that, then you'll find in 10 years' time that there's just an absolute like it'll be like a barren wasteland of music. There just won't be the new generation of artists coming through.
Anyway.
And a final question, is there going to be any wombats on stage tonight?
Quite possibly. We'll have to see who we can rope into doing it.
we always seem to be doing that. It feels like a part of the show and it feels weird when it doesn't happen. But yesterday, actually, we had two penguins on stage as well. So sometimes you get the old kind of like, changing it up a little bit.
Like a whole zoo. In Australia.
Just encouraging people to dress up as whatever animal and you can come on stage and dance with us.
I hope in Australia they dress as wombats as well.
No, we've never had anyone like dressing as an animal, as a wombat yet.
Have you not really?
In Brisbane.
When you play the zoo.
Yes, true.
That's interesting. Cultural difference. That's what it is. Dan, thanks so much for talking to me tonight. Good luck with the show. Good luck with the album, Over the Ocean. I love it.
Pleasure
to have you on the show.
Nice one.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Now not so much. Do you like what I've become? A space cadet with a water gun, doing life on life's terms. Though I don't really like the terms, I'll come along for the ride. Let the autopilot drive me into the unknown. Not unscathed, will I ever feel awake?
that's where I've gotta go.
That's Got Punch from the Wombats. Awesome to chat to Todd and Dan from the band at Sheffield Foundry the other day. Go and get the album, Oh The Ocean. It's amazing. Played some tracks from it tonight. You'll see, yeah, you can hear how good it is. Okay, music news coming up very shortly at 6:38, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. This is The Backroom, and these guys are from Paris. Indie, from there, 2021 they formed. They are called Kids Return, and the track is All Yours Now. Check this out.
Close to
loving that. Going out on a European tour in April. So let's do some music news.
Music news.
Okay, Blink 182 star Mark Hoppus, he's going out on a solo tour to promote his new memoir. He will hit the road across the United States in April to celebrate the release of his book, Fahrenheit 182, which he has co-written with journalist and author Dan Ozzie. He will be joined on stage by a moderator of the event as he opens up on writing the memoir, its content and more. The run will kick off on April the 9th at Brooklyn Paramount in New York, just one day after the book gets released. Now, this has been a long story regarding the Lead Mill in Sheffield, and the latest on this, a judge has ruled the tenants of the Lead Mill Music Venue in Sheffield must leave the premises. Electric Group, the owners of the much-loved 900-capacity building, served an eviction notice on the tenants, the Lead Mill Limited, in March 2022, and plan to run the business themselves. Now, both sides have been locked in a long-running legal battle to determine who should operate the venue, with the case heard at the Business and Property Courts in Leeds in December. His Honour Justice St. Alistair Norris ruled in favour of the Electric Group on Wednesday, meaning that Lead Mill Limited has 3 months and 21 days to leave the site. The Lead Mill said it was seeking legal advice over its next steps. Now, the venue opened in 1980 and is legendary in Sheffield, has played the host of the likes of Oasis, Coldplay and Sheffield's very own Arctic Monkeys. A plaque on the building marks Pulp's first ever gig, which was at the Lead Mill in August 1980. The Lead Mill Limited owns a trademark for the venue's name, meaning the site on Lead Mill Road will likely be renamed under the Electric Group. In his ruling, Justin Norris said the present intention was to rebrand the famous venue as SK35, but the significance of the name was not clarified, and the BBC has asked Electric Group for comment. Electric Group spokesman said the judge's decision paves the way for a bright future of this venue, ensuring it receives the substantial investment it needs to thrive, and it will continue to be a cornerstone of the live music scene in Sheffield, supporting artists, fans and community projects for the next 100 years. Now, you might have, there'll be loads of different feelings over this, you know, probably a lot of anger, probably thinking, you know, to, you know, the Lead Mill is one of the very few venues in the country that has stayed for so long, and just the musical heritage of Sheffield. I think there's still probably plans to maybe appeal that. I'm kind of guessing, but that is the latest information. That's the music news. Okay, this is new from Alex Henry Foster. This is Shadows of Evening Tides, new one from him.
The weight of the world is love.
From our high waves stand.
New music on the back room. Future sounds.
Call Me a More Bloom featuring Scott Kennedy. Big record that is. Okay, let's do some gigs. What's going on in Sheffield this week?
Local and national gig guide.
So, gigs this week in Sheffield. WH Lung at the Foundry tonight. Flat Moon and I Set the Sea on Fire. Seeing in Matilda tomorrow. Also tomorrow, you can catch Tom at Cafe Number 9. Saturday, Squid are down at the Lead Mill. And Sunday, Hannah Reed at the Greystones. Monday, Future Palace at Corporation. Tuesday, Badger at Foundry. Wednesday, Honey Glaze at Yellow Arch Studios. And Chalk Hands at Sydney Matilda. Pulp have announced Tramlines, as you know, on the Friday, but they've also doing some gigs before that. They've announced arenas. 13th of June, London O2. 14th of June, London O2. Birmingham Arena on the 19th and Manchester Co-op Live on the 21st. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 9:30. And I'm pretty sure they will be very much snapped up in a short space of time. Sam Fender, he'd announced a load of gigs at St. James Park in Newcastle. He has recently added one for Manchester with Ensure Park on the 16th of August with Olivia Dean supporting. And those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10. And then you've got The Fray. They have announced a tour in November. Manchester Albert Hall on the 17th and the London Shepherd's Bush Empire on the 18th. Those tickets go on sale at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Okay, this is a band called Big Society. And loving this track. It's called Foolish.
Ring me in the morning. Tell me that it's all forgotten. Say that I'm lazy. It's such a waste of time.
Society and Foolish. Okay, that's it for me tonight. Thanks for listening. Some new albums to look out for tomorrow. Massive one, Sam Fender, his new album, People Watching, that is out. So looking forward to that. Been playing tracks of that over the weeks. And Porridge Radio, The Machine Starts to Sing. It was great chatting to Todd and Dan from the Wombats at Sheffield this week. Oh, the Ocean is out now. And check out the arena dates in March. Check them out. Everything and Red Rum Club supporting them as well, so it's a fine bill. We're back next week with loads of great new music. As always, I'm going to play out with this one tonight. They're from Derbyshire. They're called Marseille, and this is History. Have a good evening. See you next week.